This is Robert. LionEye.com. Not a LionEye.com, it's a LionEye.com. Three fears going into the Minnesota game. Yes, there are fears when we're at home playing a 1-8 team. Number one, emotional letdown. We just went into Michigan, played a game to 67, 65. I can't even bring myself to say it. You know, we scored 65 points and lost. And left everything we could in overtime. The offense scored all three times. All we could ask is that, you know, a blitz pickup on a 2-point conversion in the third overtime. So to play that hard and to leave that much, you worry about the next game coming out a little flat, especially against the worst team in the Big Ten. So I'm worried about that. I'm worried. Senior day helps, and you know, hopefully there's some focus, but I'm concerned a bit about emotional letdown. I'm also concerned a bit about Minnesota's passing offense. You know, Michigan just threw for, 400 yards or whatever. More than 400 yards. And, you know, I know we kind of set up our defense for the Michigan game to stop Denard Robinson from running, make him beat us with his arm, which he did. So, you know, I know part of it is scheme, but Adam Weber can throw it around a little bit, and I really like their junior receiver. I think it's Dejon McKnight. Is that his name? Really looked good in one game I watched part of. So, you know, I have memories. I remember the Minnesota game in 2008 and Weber and Decker hooking up and, you know, us putting up all these yards, but them coming out with a victory. So I remember enough of that to be worried that Weber gets on a little roll with one receiver, and our pass defense was suspect last week. That's a concern. Mostly my fears toward this game are based on one thing, that this is a bowl eligibility game. I've written so many times about this, that so many times, 5-7 is our favorite record, you know. From my time in school back in the early 90s through today, so many situations, just like, what was it, 1995, we go to Wisconsin, we're 5-5, all we need is a win to be bowl eligible. I think there were bowl reps there, if I remember correctly, and we were set to go somewhere, Holiday Bowl, something like that. We're all set, all we need is a win. 3-3 tie, the final tie in college football. You know, 2000, we need a win in one of our last two games. Ohio State was going to be tough, but Northwestern we thought we had a shot at and lost horribly. Even 2007, when we went to a bowl, we get to 5-1, and then we lost at Iowa, who was awful that year, and then lost at Michigan at home, and we kept waiting for this bowl eligibility. 2008, we start 5-4, beat Iowa at home on a last-second field goal. All we have to do is win one of the next three, including Western Michigan, and we lost all three. So, as an Illinois football fan, when we get to five wins, it is inescapable to get scared. And we had five wins last week and went to Michigan and lost 67-65. So, that's, you know, that's the basis of my fears for this game is here we are again on the cusp of bowl eligibility. Now, to be honest, with what Vic Koning and Paul Petrino have shown me and the new revised gambling Les Miles-like Ron Zook, who I wish he would have gambled a little more and gone for it on that one fourth down in the fourth quarter, you know, with this revised coaching staff, with Nathan Shielhouse, with what has he got, 9 touchdowns, no interceptions the last 3 weeks. You know, we got the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. We have one of the better defenses, and I still believe it. And we're playing Minnesota, who's kind of given up on the season. So, you know, logically, yes, this one's over. And hello, bowl game. But fear-wise, we have 5 wins, and we need a 6th. So, going to both games tomorrow. Both basketball and football, so I'm pretty excited. Go Illini.